Welcome, welcome, welcome on the call tonight. I pray today's Thursday, and I pray you are having a wonderful time or wonderful week in the Lord Jesus Christ. Before we start tonight, let us go before the Father in prayer and invite the Holy Spirit in this place tonight. I hope you bring your an oil and anoint yourself before you come online. Hallelujah. I just anoint myself. And I hope you're doing the same thing too. Because I remember the last time we spoke, I said, it is so good to bring your oil with you. Because you never know when we are going to use it. And also, you are it'll be good for you to bring communion sometimes also. Alrighty, so let's go before the throne room and let's seek his mercy. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come tonight and we just want to say we thank you for giving us life. We didn't have to wake up this morning, but Lord God, you wake us up so that way we can be able to repent from our sins and ask you forgiveness, that we may be able to come tonight boldly to your throne room and to seek mercy in the time of need. Tonight we come and we say, wash us tonight in the blood of Jesus and cleanse us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. That way we may be able to come and we may be able to stand before you clean in the presence of your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you now. I do hide myself behind the cross, O God Almighty. And I do pray, Lord Jesus, that everything that comes out of my mouth tonight will come out seasoned by you, and that it will not return void if it's what you want your people to hear. And whatever that's not needed, O God, that you will block it from their hearing. I pray tonight, Lord God, that my eyes will be opened, that I may be able to see in the realm of the Spirit. I praise you tonight, Lord God. I praise you tonight that I hide myself behind the cross, Father, and I let you, Holy Spirit, come forth that you may be able to minister to your people. Minister to us tonight, Lord. Father, we bind the spirit of disobedience, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We see what's going on in the world today, Father. And we know that your word is alive. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Wherever you send your word, it's going to accomplish. So tonight, Lord God, we just thank you. And we praise you that the Holy Spirit is here with us. The Holy Spirit is going to guide us, and the Holy Spirit is going to show us things to come. I do now hide myself. I do now bow before you, Father. Let your spirit come now and minister to your people, I pray. In the name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Welcome tonight to Prophetic Deliverance Training. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 welcome in the house tonight. Hallelujah. Well, for the past 2 weeks, we have been fasting. Last week, Wednesday, we fast. And this week, I should say, we fasted yesterday because we fast every Wednesday unless we have a change of plan. And in that fasting, I use different scriptures that was given to me from a ministry that I'm a part of. And when I saw those scriptures, I said, you know what? Right there, I felt in my heart that we really, really need to focus our attention in some of these scriptures. So I pray to God that when you prayed yesterday, that it did make sense to you in our fasting. And then when I finished yesterday, I felt in my heart that we were supposed to continue. So after having a conversation with our administrator yesterday, I felt like, yes, we just need to continue. So we continue today. And tonight, we open up the prophetic deliverance training for the whole entire people that's in, that we have information on. So it's totally up to them to come online when we are available. You see, these teachings that's going for, they're not going for by me. They are actually going for by the Holy Spirit. Because when I do come online, I am not coming online speaking with my own mouth. The Holy Spirit is speaking through me. And that's what I want. I want the Holy Spirit to speak through me that you can get the information from him, but not from me. What is needed, what you want, what you need to eat, even what you need to drink. I'm not talking about the flesh. I'm talking about this by the Spirit. So the Spirit of God will come in and will minister to you and minister to your need. So today we did continue with the same fast. We did it again today with the same scriptures. And I pray to God that you did look it over and confess, like it says, confess those scriptures, confess them over your life, confess them over your family, because I felt and I feel in the spirit realm right now for the past couple of days, like something is on brew. Generation curse is out there. And I've talked about generation curse over and over and over, but I just felt like there's an urgency, that there's so much things going on, so much things going on. So tonight I am going to just talk. Let's see here. This is not it. I'm just going to talk for a moment, right? And then you can unmute yourself and you could come in. This is a safe place. You can come in if you want to and just give us a testimony. Or you could go in the chat and just put your testimony, what you received from this 2 days of fasting that we did. Maybe even the fasting that we did before this 2 days. I can't remember if we did a fasting last week. I believe we did. I'm not really sure because I would have to go back into archive and just see. But I believe, let me see my thing here. I believe last week was the 17th. And I believe, yes, we did a fast last week on the 17th. Our fast last week was on, I think it was Victory, Promise number 3. I believe, because I have it documented here, 5/17/23, that we did fast on 100% Victory. Yeah, so we did fast on the 17th because yesterday was the 24th and today's the 25th. So we did, we did. I have these things documented. So when they're documented, at least I have an idea what's going on. And I'm not just saying things out of the blue just to make things up. So we did fast last week, Wednesday, and it was week number 3. And it was on, hallelujah, Victory. Okay. All righty. So you can come in after I'm finished giving out some information. And then you could, like I said, give a testimony if you want. Nobody's not forcing you. But the word of God declared that you sometimes give testimony. Deliverance comes through testimony. And it also helps somebody else who was going through a need or I was going through something and need to hear from us, because iron sharpens iron, and we all come together in this as one. And as we see what's going on today, we are in need of each other. We are in need of each other. And another thing that I have to say, I will be going to Connecticut. I have canceled my trip for June because my grandson will be graduating and I'm going to be at that graduation. So then I have to cancel my June trip. My June trip, I have to cancel that. And once I cancel that, I am going to go for July the 29th. July 29th, that's my first time in Connecticut, over where I used to be in West Hartford at the Angels and Assignment. And service will start at 6 o'clock. Admin will be sending out the information sometime next week. And go ahead. We have room for, I think, 75 to 100 people. So I didn't, it's not on the flyer that we need to give an account of people, but you know what? I'm putting it out there because I do believe that sometimes I'm gonna be there for 5 months, not in the location for 5 months, but I'll be coming there for 5 months of fire. The Holy Spirit showed me fire literally under the bottom of my feet. Fire, fire. So when I'm walking, I'm basically walking on fire. So when I go into the building and when I start executing under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the fire of God is going to come in and it's going to illuminate the place, and healing and deliverance is going to go forth. Salvation is going to come forth. That's the first thing. We want people to be saved. We want people to be delivered. In other words, you do not want to go to heaven by yourself, or you want to make every way possible to make it to heaven. We don't know who is going to go, but we should at least try, at least based on the word of God, to make it to heaven. What's the use of us going around and doing this? And he said, "Depart from me, I know you not. Depart from me, I know you not." I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I want to make it to heaven. And we should be able to take some of our brothers and sisters. We should get into the mindset with Isaiah 45, verse 3. Isaiah 45, verse 3 declares, let me tell you, read my Bible. Isaiah 45, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation. Rama Kuria Baba La Baba. When I'm speaking in the spirit, I'm not speaking. If there's no interpretation, I'm just honestly building up myself. Isaiah 45, verse 3, the word of God, it says, "And I will give unto thee the treasures of darkness." The people that's out there in the world are in darkness, and you have the information to give the information in the dark world. The Father said he's going to give unto you the treasures of darkness. In hidden places, secret places, hidden riches. So that means when he sends you out, he is going to give you what you need to go out to bring the spoils in. So don't worry about it. That's his job. His job is to equip you, but you have to go in and get trained. You have to go in and read the word of God. You have to go in because the word of God declare death and life is in the power of the tongue. The word of God is life. According to John 6:63, the words that he is speaking out of his mouth, they're actually giving life. I can't do this. You can't do it. So we need to get ourselves built up. Isaiah 45, verse 3. Secret places. So he's going to take you into those places that you don't know anything about. Those secret places, he's going to take you in there. Only the Holy Spirit knows about those places. You don't know anything, but the Holy Spirit knows. So he's going to take you in those secret places. That you don't know anything about. He has called you by name. So we need to get equipped. We need to get the understanding. We need to have the eyes of the Spirit. We need to have the mouth of the Spirit, the ears of the Spirit, the foot of the Spirit. Everything that we do should not be naturalized anymore. It should be in the spirit realm, because the word of God declare, if you worship him, you must worship him in spirit and you must speak truth. Because he said, worship him in spirit and in truth. There are too many lies in the kingdom. Too many liars in the kingdom. And he's looking, he's seeking people to worship him in spirit and in truth. So tonight, I just feel in my heart, there's a lot of curses that's released. And people are tied down and just completely beat up. And the atmosphere, it is hard over your head. It is very hard. It is like cold. So all this week, I'm actually talking about generational curse. And I've talked about this over and over. And I don't understand. These curses does not come without a cost. They come because they want to wreck your family. We're in prophetic deliverance training. Why can't we move past this and go to something else? I need to be delivered. You need to be delivered from something. You have to actually go to the Father and ask him, what do you need to be delivered from? What is aching? What is plaguing? What is going on? There is something wrong in my life. Why every time I'm moving forward, something is pulling me backward? What is going on? Why do we have to keep talking about the same thing over and over and over again? That means that's something big about this generational curse. Proverbs 26, verse 2. If you have your Bible, if you're not driving, if you're in a place that you can look, Proverbs 26, verse 2. I believe I was talking to somebody yesterday in regards to this. Oh, Lord God, deliver me, deliver you, deliver us all. The bird wandering as the swallow by night. That means the bird is out there. He's tormented. He's all over. He's wandering. He keeps going back and forth. He's lost. Why? Because he's in a wandering place. He's in a wandering city. His eyes are blind. He don't know if he's going or coming. Your family don't know if they're going and coming. I don't know if I'm going or coming. You don't know if you're going or coming. Your children don't know if they're going or coming. Why? Because the enemy blinds the eyes. The enemy blinds, oh God, the way how you want it, God wants you to go. He has blinded. So here we go. The bird is wandering. Yes, the bird need to fly. Put yourself in this bird right now. Put yourself in the bird-like position. The bird wants to fly. But every time the bird flies, it hit itself into something. Every time you get your paycheck, it is finished. Every time you have a relationship, it is dull. Every time your children in school, 1 minute they're doing good, next minute they're not doing good anymore. Every time you have a home, you end up losing it. Every time your money in your pocket is gone. Why? It is wandering all over the place, just like the bird is wandering. So here we go as the bird, and the bird hit his head in the window. And thank God he didn't break his neck. Some bird hit their head in the window and bomb, they're dead. So this bird hit their head and he shake up himself. We're just paraphrasing, okay? We're just paraphrasing this thing here. He shake up his head and he said, Lord God Almighty, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I'm not dead. So we're seeing ourselves out of this bird, hitting ourselves. Every time we go, hit ourselves, The bird said, "Oh God, thank you, Jesus. I'm not dead. Thank you, Lord. I'm able to stand up, even though I'm in my wandering position. I am able today to look forward. I'm able today to hear from you. Thank you, Lord. I didn't break my neck. I'm even though my wings are clipped, you know what? I can fly again. I can fly again." And the bird is saying, "Why am I hitting my head every time I see a prey? Why am I hitting my head every time I see something that I want? What am I doing wrong?" It's the same thing with us. What are we doing wrong? What are we doing wrong? So we keep asking, what are we doing wrong? Just that little birdie hit the head, didn't break the neck. And he said, "Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm not going to fly that way again. I'm going to straighten up." That's the same concept with us. Why are we hitting the walls in our finances? Why my child not doing good in school? Why everybody getting a scholarship and my child cannot get one, even though the child is studying? What is going on? Okay, why every time I turn around, my husband and I have a is in a fight? Why every time I turn around, I have to be in a divorce? Why every time I turn around, there's some kind of sin in my family? Criminals and thieves and all kind of sin and all kind of sin. If you have your kid, put them in the bed, because these are things that we're discussing tonight and we don't really want them to hear. I mean, sexual sin. Why? Why? Why everybody in the family going to prison? The boys and the girls. Why? What is going on? What's wrong with my children, my son, my daughter, my family member? Why? The curse does not come without a cause. So that means verse 2 tells us it's coming. And when it comes because he want to damage us. Let's open our eyes tonight. Let's open our eyes tonight and let's denounce. Let's denounce all curses and exes and confusion. We want to be able to move forward. Is it me or is it you? What about Ephesians 6, verse 10? These are things that we were praying about and fasting about for the past 2 days. Ephesians 6, Ephesians 6, Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, we were praying and fasting about these things for the past 2 days. Let's come again and reason together. Let's reason together tonight. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. Let's reason. Let's reason. Let's reason. He said, finally, we want to be strong in the Lord. How are you going to be strong in the Lord? How are you going to be in the power of his might? How are you going to be mighty? You're going to get that way by studying the word of God. You're going to get that way by speaking psalms and hymns. You're going to get that way every morning, get up and inviting the Holy Spirit. You need to bring pencil and paper and start writing. And you need to activate these things that we're studying and talking about on a continual basis every single day. Finally, get your pencil and your paper and start writing. Get into power. What is power? Oh my God. If a person says you have power in your house, what does that mean? See, we're coming together and we're speaking in layman's term. Yes, we're speaking that we can understand each other. When a person said they have power, when a person said they have power, that means they have light. When a person's there and say they're in darkness, that means their house is dark. So therefore, we're going to walk strong in power. We're going to walk strong in the Lord because finally, we have seen ourselves out. We have seen a way out of the tunnel, in this dark tunnel, in this generational curse of confusion. We see the power of his might. He is mighty. Mighty God, mighty God. I mean, I have a book here with the names of God. Get yourself a name book. Get yourself a book. Get yourself some educational stuff. Get it and start studying. Our eternal God, he's our creator. He is mighty. He is our El Shaddai. He is our victory. When you are mighty, you are victorious. Call upon your Jehovah Nissi. Call upon your Jireh. Say, Father God, I need your help. Put on the whole armor of God. What is his armor? Then when you go down, it tell you what his armor is. First of all, it tell you that you're wrestling not against flesh and blood. So that means the enemy is not flesh and blood. Jesus Christ is not flesh and blood. Jesus is the spirit. And he went and sit next to the Father. And when he's sitting next to his daddy, he sent back his spirit. Why do you want to deal with the enemy in the flesh? Why do I want to deal with him in the flesh? Why do I want to go battle with him in the flesh when I know that he's not a flesh? He is a spirit. Why do I have to go sit around, have popcorn with the enemy when I know he doesn't care for us, when I know he doesn't like us? When our Father God himself gave us the admonition how to completely destroy the work of the enemy in our lives. And the word of God is real. That's not against flesh and blood, but it's against the darkness of this world. We want to go around and tell everybody how to live their life, but we're not living our lives. Because we think everything is hunky-dory, but it's not. Let's take this thing apart. Against the rulers of darkness of this world. So the person that's ruling us, they are in a dark world. Because the ones that's ruling us, they don't even know about Jesus Christ. How can they rule us and they're dark? They're in a dark world. This world is dark. You can see what's going on right now. You see, I don't have to spell it out. You see what's going on. You see what's going on. You see who started this garbage. You see what's going on. So we could sit back and play church. We know exactly what's going on. We are living in the last days, and we have people that set up in dark places over our head, ruling over our head, and okaying all these nastiness. And we in the church is okaying it because we started it. We started it. We gave them that right and that power. So don't go crying when you see they start okaying the garbage. Right now, today, I heard about Twitter, Facebook. Facebook is saying, I put it up on my Facebook page, they're going to say that the word Jesus is going to, like an offended word, so you can't use it on Facebook. They're negotiating that. Who? Because we put these people over our head. The ones that's in Washington, we put them over their head. And what they're doing, they are in cahoots with all those phonies because it's our fault. It's the church fault. We vote them in. We have no talk. That's our foolishness. We did not want Jesus, so we vote in corruption. And they're all in cahoots. But you know what? God knows about it before it even happened. He knows about it. There's going to come a time where we're going to be separated. He's going to separate the wheat from the thorn out there. He's going to be, and he already started, because you see them and you see who they are and you see what they, because who in the world could sit back and vote and put these people in power? We did. So we have no talk. Dark world we're living in. Dark world. So don't complain. I'm not supposed to complain. And you do not complain. Okay? All right. Antichrist. I remember when I was going in Morris, in my church, Morris Arilla, my daddy that's gone home to Jesus, when he was talking about what was going to happen today. It sounds so spooky. I never believed that I was going to be here to see this. I was going to be here to see this. Now, July coming, they're talking about the money. They're going to go from paper. They want to have a cashless society. Next time they're going to come in, and your whole medical system is going to revamp because we're going towards the one world order. Jesus is Lord, and he is coming. Don't sit around and cry because everything was foretold. Okay? And be prepared. Be prepared. Don't be scared of dying. Don't be scared of dying because that's what's going to happen. The Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Be present with the Lord. So, number 13 in here, take a whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the evil days, and we are in it. And there's more to come if you read Matthew. I believe it's Matthew 24. And when you go look, I urge you, brothers and sisters, spend time in the Word of God. I believe it's Matthew 24. Spend time in the Word. Signs of the end. Go and take Matthew 24 and look it over. Because we have to preach the gospel. Matthew 24 is in this play and in Revelation. I think it was Revelation 13 or Revelation 9. But let's see if it was Revelation 13. It's either Revelation 13 or Revelation 9. I would have to go back and go make sure the right scripture if it's about Revelation. But I want you to just focus your attention. Just focus your attention on Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Amen. Leave out the Revelation for right now. Just go to Matthew 24 and just look it over. And it talks about the signs of the time. Very, very important. So you could continue to read Ephesians 6 by yourself. You could go over it, 6, 10 to 18. You could go over it. And it talks about, and then you go now to 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Spend some time in the Word for yourself. Okay. Any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. So even though this generation curse is in our family bloodline and it comes to disrupt our family and it wants to take us out, you giving your life to Jesus Christ, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. So guess what? We can get up every day and we can repent. And we can cover ourselves with the blood. We can get to know Jesus Christ. We can go and we can intercede. Intercession. Intercession. When you intercede, you're standing in the gap for someone else. You can actually intercede for your generation. You can cover your generation with the blood. How do you do this? You go in, you take down the negative, whatever negative in your bloodline. Once it keeps going over and over and over, like for me, when I was in Massachusetts, I went to Massachusetts 2003, and I have like three car accidents, and like the devil trying to take me on. I'm like, oh, no, 2003. I mean, I said, no. And I had to take authority over that situation because one is okay, but two, three, oh no. So I took authority over that accident, those accidents, because somebody trying to kill me, the enemy try to kill me right there. So I took authority over it. And after I took authority and I felt like things has broken and I felt relief, then I start attracting in the spirit. I start, thank you, Lord, for the spirit of safety. Thank you, Lord, that when I go out and then I get scripture to back it up, I'm blessed going out and blessed coming in. Then I get Psalms 91. This is how you do, this is how you're going to do your prayer. You bind up the evil source. And after you bind it and you feel like it's bound, then you override it with the good, right? Because now You're a new creature in Christ. And old things are passed away. And behold, all things become good. And then 2 Timothy verse 4 to 18. The Lord shall deliver us from every evil works. So you don't matter. No matter what they're trying to do. No matter what the enemy trying to do. The Lord will deliver you from every evil works. So when you go into combat, when you go in. And I don't even really mean that you're going to be fighting. No, because Jesus already takes. You're just going to go in and remind the devil that you have no business in my home. You have no authority inside here. I am giving you an eviction notice. I am kicking you out now. And you could even give him the time on the date and evict him out of your place and tell him to get out. Evict him out of your generation. Plead the blood of Jesus. Do like the Israelites. When they were leaving Egypt, what they did, they went in and they cried out to God. And what God did, he sent a Moses, and a Moses come in, and a Moses delivered them, brought them out, bring them over the Red Sea, and they were delivered. Ask God what you need to do. Ask God how you need to execute. Say, Lord Jesus, I know that you died for me. Thank you for your death. I thank you for your resurrection. And you say, this is what's going on. This. And you just list it out. List him and let him know what's going on. Tell him what you need. I always remember my mama used to sing this song, Jesus on the Main Line. Some of you might know it. Jesus on the Main Line, tell him what you want. So, hey, Father God, I know that you have provided this for me. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's just pray. Let's bow our heads. Somebody is believing God for $5,000. Another one is believing God for two. And one is believing God for one. So we got 5, 2, 1. All right. So we're just going to stand and believe God. If you're on the phone or you're off the line tonight, we stand in agreement with you. And we come in agreement. Let me write that down. So one need five, one need one, and one need two. So what time is it? Let me see what time is it. What time is it? 8:10. Money. So I'm just going to call money in. Jay. V. M. All right. So I'm just going to say money cometh to the body of Christ. JVM in the name of Jesus. Jay, I thank God that the $5,000 will be in your hand in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that God will remove every stumbling block out of your way and will bring it to you in Jesus' name. V, I stand in the gap with you right now for the $1,000. And I just thank God. M, the $2,000 that you need. I stand in the gap with you for that right now. What is not my? It's some kind of thing to do with the brain. Let me get my phone. I'm hearing a word now. Now something. Let me put it in here. It's something to do with the brain, something like a brain tumor. And we're just going to stand in the gap for brain tumor tonight. Neurological, okay. Yeah. Neurological. And it says, but the nerve is it's affecting the nerve or the nervous system. In the name of Jesus. It's affecting the nerve or the nervous system. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for that one on the line or the person that's going to hear the replay tomorrow, Lord. I break and I bind every blood cell that run into the brain right now. And I speak to the brain now and I command it to come in line. I speak to the jaw right now. That's out of line, nervous system in the name of Jesus. I come against every lying, foul, demonic spirit now. I break the bloodline curse now. I release the royal priesthood over your children now, God. The generation of the righteous, I release it over them now. I release healing and deliverance now. I want you, if you have a testimony right now, unmute yourself and just come in and give your testimony or Koramakita. Wow. Wow. Yeah, Wamaso Tore. Wow. Wow. What a testimony. Praise God. Glory to God. Yes, that's a good testimony. Father God, that's a prophetic dream. If you could read the testimony that Sonia put in here. Praise God, I have a prophetic dream where the same group of people that were trying to attack an army give their life to Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for Isaiah 45, verse 3, that they've been dug and digged out of the dungeon in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for that praise report. I thank you, Lord God, of the enemy dropped to their knees, Lord. And they give you praise and worship. I thank you, Father God, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you that every T in the enemy is broken. I thank you, Lord God Almighty. I thank you, Father God, that every oh God, I see their faces, God. I see the braid of Bosata. I see the dark scream over their eyes. I see the blackness in their heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak and I commanded it to bow and to never to return. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise and worship. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you. Oma tekula ma sotori mama. Yesha, if you have a testimony, hey, na no tori katalaba. Yes, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. When did you get that praise report? Is it through the time when we were fasting that they flee in your because that's a dream, that's a prophetic dream. Let Toria Mama now. Kuria Baba Lokota. Put it in the chat. Put it either you could talk about it or you could put it in the chat. Glory to God. Father, we worship and give you praise, Almighty God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Fire, la mosota. When we call these fasts, when we call these fasts, we was it today or the one yesterday? Klotoba, inato koto. Was it the one today or the one yesterday? Inato kolabo, inanakote. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So you see, I mean, I had to change course. The Holy Father wanted me to change course yesterday. Could change course yesterday. So you see, hallelujah. Anybody else have a testimony? You just put it in the chat because the Father had me change course yesterday. He had me change course yesterday. He had me change course yesterday. And I did. Glory to God. We do not take these meetings lightly. We do not take these fasts lightly. And another thing I want you to know, the Father, we're going to do our fasting, our watch, starting in the month of June. Wow. See that? Can't really fast because of health reason. And the Lord told me to fast so strictly fast. Oh my God. That the same night I had the dream. Lord God, I'm telling you people, do not take these things for granted. We are in prophetic class. We are in supernatural. I mean, this is not the work of a man. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. And as you guys know me for years, and who don't know me and just start knowing me, you guys know that I go by the Holy Spirit, and I usually, I can't do anything on my own flesh. So when the Spirit of God gives me an assignment, it's not for me. That's what he told me. Because I go to him about myself. He said, look, it is not for you. The calling on your life is not for you. The calling on your life is for somebody else. You need somebody. That means I need you guys to pray for me. And the calling on my life is for you, but I also need you guys to pray. Look at that. Look at that. People taking this for granted. And we're not supposed to take this for granted. This is not church as usual. This is an anointing of the Holy Spirit. And when you come in, you see what the Holy Spirit does. That is powerful. Because of health reason, she don't fast all the time. But the Holy Spirit told her to fast yesterday. And she did. And look at that breakthrough. These are supernatural prophetic dreams. Glory to God. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Well, nobody else? Okay. Luke 10:19, he has given you power, not for you to be scared and be ishy-washy, but he has given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. What is a serpent? It's a reptile. It is a creature, and it creeps and it hits. It's deceitful, unscrupulous. That means it's not honest. That is a serpent. If somebody say you're a serpent, oh my God, that's terrible. Okay. You cannot be trusted. You are corrupt. You're a cheater. You're devious. You're as cunning. You're deceitful. Your ways are on fear and dishonest. And that is what the enemy looks like. And the Father said, he has given you power over all this garbage, over the scorpion. And I said to my husband, honey, what is a scorpion? What does a scorpion look like? And he said, okay, it's an insect. It's an insect. Oh my God, a nasty insect. If a scorpion bite you, Lord Jesus, I think you have to run to the doctor. Because some of them is poisonous. And he said he'd give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by being any means hurt you or hurt us. Can't touch that. Like MC Emma said, can't touch that. Da, 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 da. That's the same thing. The word of God go forth and you speak it into existence. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. Instead of you use that tongue to curse, instead of you use the tongue to curse, use that tongue to speak life. That is a powerful testimony. That is a powerful testimony. That is a powerful testimony. Oh my God. Oh my God. The same morning I woke up from the fast, my six-year-old spider, what is that? Wait a minute. I'm trying to. How do you see this here? Before he went to school, he said he had a dream that there was a spider on my two-year-old tongue. He didn't know that the night before my husband and I was talking about a two-year-old tongue. We needed to bind the oh my God. Oh my God. And that spider, that's web. That's web that come in. Think about a spider when they come. They're a web. They come in. Yes, and you rebuke it. Breakthrough. Wow. That is what I'm talking about. That is exactly what I'm talking about. Break generational curse. Break the soul ties. Break confusion. Break it off of your children. Break it off of your babies. Break it out of your house. Knock it out and slap it out. It's time to take the kingdom. We have to be clean for kingdom building, kingdom use. That is a powerful testimony. That is a powerful testimony. You need to write it out and you need to email us and we need to have it on file. But when this thing come down, we don't even know, because I like Zoom, but you got to know how to control Zoom. And we got to know how to master this thing, because when we were on freeconference.com, oh yeah, we used to go in and get all my stuff. No, I'm in the mercy of Kenneth, and oh Lord, mercy, mercy. And I don't even know how to work this thing. So here I am, I'm in my mercy, mercy, I'm trying to find. And this is something that I need to look at again over and over. This is what you call obedience, obedience. And if you walk in obedience, whew, you step over all the confusion. Mm-mm. Yes, sir. I love that. I love that. I love that. Oh, glory to God. Oppression will not come. Isaiah 54, verse 14 to 15. That's what we were fasting about. I just highlighted some of the ones out of this because I'm dealing about deliverance. Oppression and terror, they will not come near you. They will come, the Father said, but he's not the one who's bringing them. It is not the one who is bringing them. It is not the one who is bringing them. That's what he said. He is not bringing them. He said they are released, but he is not the one bringing the oppression. He is not the one bringing the sickness. He is not the one bringing the confusion. He is just not that one. He just don't say this. He just don't do this. He has given you power over all spirit, every unclean tongue, every unclean confusion. He has given you power over it. He has given you power. The enemy has no power over you unless you give it to him. Spirit of oppression, spirit of oppression. We bind you, we command you to go. We bind you, we command you to go. Serpent and reptile, we command you to leave out of our house. We command you to go. Serpent and reptile, we command you to go. Every reptile, every spider, we command you to go. Every snake, you know, last night I dreamt about all these snakes. I'm like, hey man, what's all this about? I got up this morning, talk about what all these snakes for. I mean, they were hissing and carrying on. Look, I have power over all snake. Snake, that means they're a lying tongue. I got power over all liars and cheats. And there was some like black snake wiggling up and carrying on in a bucket. I have power over all of that. They can't do nothing to me. Snakes can't do nothing to me. Mark 3, I think it's Mark 16. Huh? The Bible talks me to go on all the world. He said, go in all the world. When Jesus first called me that night, he gave one of the scriptures he gave to me, baby. So I'm not scared enough. My scripture, that's part of my ministry. Mark 16. Let's go to Mark and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's a part of my ministry. So when the enemy comes, you gotta know how to come to me. Because honestly, how are you gonna kill a dead man when a person already dead? Okay, Mark 15. There was somebody online and they got off the line and they would have been able to see this. You come on, you can't even give the Father 1 hour in a powerful meeting like this. Meeting like this, you gotta go pay thousand. And you come on here for free and you can't even sit and listen for 2 seconds when you're getting breakthroughs. Feel sorry. I don't know. I have no clue. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe, you must baptize them, he said. That means I must be baptized. But if I don't get baptism, if I'm in the bed, because a lot of people take this out of context, how are you going to get baptized when you're dying and somebody in there come and lead you to Christ? What are they going to do? Come and dump you in a whole bucket of water in your bed? No. I'm going to have Romans 10, 9, and 10 right in there saying, hey, Lord God, help me, deliver me from my sins. But if I'm not going to die, this is more appropriate for me. Okay? Baptism is more. So we just have to use some common sense. These signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer? Do you believe that Jesus came and he died for you that you may have life and have it more abundantly? Do you believe that sickness is from the enemy? And he said he will not put none of those sickness on you. Do you believe that? The sign shall follow them that believe. And if you pick up any deadly thing and drink it, you will not be hurt. You will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Do you honestly believe that you can lay hands on the sick and they will recover? Do you believe that? I believe that when the enemy comes into your house, into your area, you have the power and the authority to drive the enemy out. All power has been given to Jesus. And what did he say? He in turn give that rights over to you. He is giving you power to tread upon. That's what it says. I didn't say it. You got to go look about it yourself. Luke 10, 19. You got to look at it. You got to put your hand out and look in your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Visualize yourself. Just have some vision with your hand, with fire in it. With power in it, out of your mouth, when you anoint your mouth with oil, that when you speak, that you see demons start flying. Anything that's not of God and it comes in front of you, you drive it out. You got to see it. You got to know it. You got to go to your bed and you got to see dreams and visions. I'm telling you. I am telling you, I'm getting to a sense and some sensibility right now where I am saying no to things unless the Holy Spirit tell me yes. Because people don't want certain things. They take things for granted. For me, a prophet have no honor in his own country. But you call somebody in town. That's what I'm noticing. You call somebody, the person got to be some kind of big time person in town. And you call people in somebody in town and they run behind that person. They don't want the anointing of God. They don't want God's anointed. They want joke. Well, I'm here to tell you, there's going to come a day where the stone that the builder refuses is going to be the head, cornerstone. Mark my word. The word of God is alive. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is like a two-edged sword. Wherever you send it, it's going to go. It's going to pierce. It's going to divide. It's also going to set things on fire. The word of God, it's powerful. Heavenly Father, we come this day and we thank you for the joy of the Lord and the peace of the Lord. We thank you as tonight as we come before you. We thank you that the supernatural will display. And Father, I thank you that what you have shown me tonight, you have shown me tonight. And as I call out J V N M 512, 512, 5,000, 1,200, or 5,000, 1,000, 2,000 in the nervous system, neurological. Yeah, it's like a NICU, a NEO unit. Yeah. The body is the bones and the limbs. And I come against blood disorder. Blood disorder. Sugar. Cancer. Lungs, eyes. I come against people that have their limbs and the limbs are so weak and they're trying to stand and they're falling. I call for strength in the knees, Lord. Even their hand is getting disfigured. So disfiguration is disfiguration. You call it disfigured ends. Disfigured hands. Disfigured hands. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I see, even see people standing in the gap for babies, for their, you know, their family members to have babies. I see that. People standing, and I'm praying for babies. I'm praying for babies. I'm praying for boys come forth out of the womb. I'm praying, Lord God. I'm praying, Lord God. Supernatural children, Lord Jesus. The word of God declared that you should want to have babies in this time, but people are out there desperate to have babies. I'm praying for that, Lord Jesus, tonight. They're desperate for their family member to get married. I'm praying, Lord God, for the family members to come forward and have the suitable husbands and wives. I'm praying for family members tonight, Lord, that they will even have the finances to bury their dead. They're standing in the gap for finances to bury their dead, Lord God. I come in the gap tonight, Jesus. La-ti-ki-ti-ki-ti-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ah-ya-ma-ma-ko-to-la-ba-ba. People, they have problem with their teeth. A lot of bleeding in the mouth. I come against that in the name of Jesus. With a foul scent. And I come against that in the name of Jesus. Breath. Yeah, I come against that in the name of Jesus. Cysts. Cysts, I come against that in the name of Jesus. Tyroids, I come against that. And then people have tyroids problem. Come against that in the name of Jesus. I drive it and I bind it out in the name of Jesus. People have those cysts in their ovaries. I come against that in the name of Jesus. Cysts in the ovaries. I come against that in the name of Jesus. Swollen ankle, that's for me. I come against that in the name of Jesus. Around the ankle, the left ankle, I come against that in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Problem on the job, I come against that. Having problem with their supervisor and their managers. Job problems. Managers. Managers that are in fear. And they're doing unfair practices, shady buildings, shady buildings. Shady buildings. Na 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 na. 6018. The phone number with 6018. The Father God said, I'll tell you, it is well. It is well. You don't have to worry about anything and don't worry so much. It is well. Don't worry. You can write it down. Write down today's date and the time, 8:39. It is well. Don't worry. Don't worry. Give it over to him. Give everything over to him and wipe your tears and stop crying. Why, Lord? Why, Lord? That's what you're saying. Hey, just stop crying. Hallelujah, Jesus. I gotta go, but it's just so heavy. It's just so heavy. Contemplating that you got all these bills and it's time for you to go. Just start working on the bills them and just set them in order and just do it cold turkey and say, I'm giving my notice. Okay, just today's what? This is May. Give yourself, say, 6 months. November, just give your notice. And you'll be all right. God got your back. It is well. That's not for you, 6018. That's for somebody else, okay? All right. I'm not telling anybody to go and quit their job. I'm just telling you that some people can do it. And that individual know who it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. And bring down that sugar. No, I gotta go because it's just so much. It's just a lot. It's pulling on my spirit. I'm trying to close my eyes, and it's pulling on my spirit. Buying the spirit of blood disorder. Eyesight problem. Buying that up. Father, we thank you tonight for healing because healing is promoted as your bread. Father God, I thank you tonight. Oh, Maliki Toriyama, physical healing tonight, God. Let me see. I have some scriptures in my healing book here. Healing Kantoriya Baba Balaba. Oh, Ramakindishila Bo. Write this down and take this for we walk. By faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. Then I have here in my book, healing is the children's bread. I think I talked about that the other day. Mark 7, 27, Matthew 15, 22 to 29, Psalms 107, 20. Just hold it. He sent his word and he healed them. I have to go. You're holding me hostage. Why worry when you can pray? So why are you worrying? Why are you depressed? The conclusion is walk by faith. There you go. And not by sight. Grace is knowing that Jesus came, knowing that he died, knowing that he has provided every good thing for you. In Genesis 1, he said, everything that he created is good. Tonight I say, good night, everybody.